You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Perhaps no phrase in the Declaration of Independence has been so distorted and so manhandled as the pursuit of happiness.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, Creator and Redeemer of the world, help us Americans to recognize the Lordship of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may be modest about our achievements and courageous to work for liberty and justice for all, with confidence that the righteousness of faith toward you and love toward one another will exalt our nation. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. The preamble to the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America begins with a significant statement that has greatly influenced the history of our country during the 200 years of our existence as a nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, it says, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can be sure that a lot of thought went into that first sentence, which would ring around the world. It's significant that the framers of the Declaration of Independence talked about creation when they talked about humanity. They regarded creation as the basis for equality before the law. They thought of rights as being inalienable because they came from the Creator. Among those rights, the first that occurred to them were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A lot has been read into that statement during the last 200 years, and a lot has been read out of it, too. A studied attempt has been made to read the Creator out of the Declaration of Independence, as if the rights of humanity were inalienable simply because of the fact that all of us are human. A completely secular way of life with a completely secular program of education has tried to instill the idea that we enjoy our rights by virtue of the fact that we are people. The Declaration of Independence said that we enjoy our rights by reason of endowment from the Creator. Without recognition of the Creator, there is serious doubt whether people can really understand their rights or can truly exercise those rights with a true sense of liberty within limits of the law of God. Without that sense, liberty becomes license which recognizes no law and does everything it can to destroy liberty, justice, rights, along with the institutions of family and government that are necessary in any ordered society. Perhaps no phrase in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence has been so distorted and so manhandled as the pursuit of happiness. Some people regard their own happiness as the end goal of life. Any means to achieve happiness are all right, as long as they take you another step toward that goal. People like that understand neither the pursuit nor the happiness which is being pursued. You can almost guarantee that they won't find what they're looking for, happiness. The pursuit of happiness is something like that other quest so many modern people have, trying to find themselves. The bicentennial of our country gives us a chance to take another look at who we are and what the goals of life really can be in this free land. It is possible to say what you think. One of the great freedoms we enjoy is to have a faith without any interference from anybody. Another great part of that freedom is to be able to talk about that faith publicly without interference from anybody. It makes me proud to be an American. I can talk to you today from the viewpoint of faith in God about one of those inalienable rights that the framers of the Declaration of Independence said we have on this free soil, the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is joy, said St. Paul. It's joy deep down inside, even when things are going wrong. It is joy in the midst of trouble. It is joy on a sickbed. It is joy even in the face of death. Happiness, obviously, is not the superficial thing some people imagine it to be. It is a profound quality of life that people acquire with deep faith in God, knowing Him, trusting Him, and following Him. That, said St. Paul, is where the joy is. Rejoice in the Lord, always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That is not just a high-sounding benediction. It is a way of life. It begins with God and it ends with God. It speaks of God, not just as a vague influence, but as a personal being, the Father, one who cares and loves and gives and forgives. Faith in God knows Him as He can be known in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is not a concoction that comes out of the mind of a man somewhere. It comes from God Himself. Jesus Christ offered Himself for the life of the world. He offered Himself for Americans, long before America was ever discovered by Europeans. He offered Himself for the people who occupied this land before the Europeans ever came here. This is not religion. This is life. There's nothing particularly sacred about religion, especially when it has nothing to do with the living God. What we are talking about is the God who revealed Himself in the history of the world through His Son, Jesus Christ, a man like all of us, living a life like all of us, and dying the death all of us have to die. He was raised from the dead by the glory of His Father. He is Lord. When He forgives, He really forgives. When He gives life, He gives life that is life indeed. Happiness is life as it comes from God in Jesus Christ. People who came to these shores in great numbers were looking for nothing so much as the opportunity to find life and to be able to live it as God gives it. They were not able to do that in many of the lands from which they came. They had to answer there for their beliefs. Here they hoped to be able to live in the freedom of faith. People of faith made this land what it has become, a haven of refuge for many people with faith in God and who used their liberty to serve Him in accordance with the dictates of their conscience. They gave meaning to that great phrase in the Declaration of Independence, the freedom to pursue happiness. The Declaration of Independence does not guarantee anybody happiness. It does promise that on this soil, people will be able to pursue happiness in the freedom of law, with equality of right before the law, and with fellow citizens helping to achieve liberty and justice for all. During this 20th century, people have come to think of happiness as a commodity to be delivered on a silver plate. You get it because you have it coming to you. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Happiness has never come to anybody because he had it coming to him. None of the good things of life has ever come to anybody because he had it coming to him. The good things of life are free, like air and water. They are not manufactured, they are gifts. When it comes right down to it, they are gifts of God. He makes the good things of life, and he gives them. No wonder people run around in circles and complain that they're not getting what is coming to them when they don't recognize either the gift or the giver. I've met some religious people who think they have happiness coming to them because they are religious. When they suffer misfortune, they begin to complain. That's not what they expected from God. He owed them something better than sickness or financial reverses or infidelity at home or antagonism abroad. Their piety should have protected them, they think, against the sort of thing which is the lot of every other person. Religion was criticized by Jesus Christ more than any other development on the human scene. It was religious people that he called whited sepulchres, all beautiful on the outside and all rotten on the inside. That kind of religion has turned a lot of people off and actually made them irreligious. They don't want to be associated with that kind of religion. And I don't blame them. The Lord didn't want to be associated with it either. People are saved, said Christ's men, from the dying of this dying world, not by the little pieties they offer to God, but by their faith in God. Piety exalts humanity. Faith exalts God. Faith puts God first. And in every circumstance of life recognizes that He is God. When things turn out differently from what one might expect, faith accepts the wisdom of God. When misfortune comes, disagreeable as it is, faith recognizes that God knows what He's doing. When prosperity adorns the life of people, as it has remarkably on this American soil, faith gives thanks to God for His generosity rather than giving credit to man's ingenuity. Happiness is rejoicing in God. Happiness is recognizing the lordship of God with a kind of moderation dictated by modesty and good sense in the knowledge of His lordship. Happiness is not being worried, but casting all care upon God, not being afraid to pray to Him, and not apologizing for giving thanks to Him. Happiness is the peace that comes to people whose God is the Lord, and who live their everyday lives with faith toward Him and with love toward all those with whom they live and work. People who have faith in God have the courage to love. Happiness is love, with loyalty at its core and warmth all around. People think retaliation and paying back in kind is the most human thing in the world. Actually, it's the most inhuman thing in the world. People think of getting ahead, even though it means using evil means, as the most human thing in the world. Actually, it's the most inhuman thing in the world. It's human to love, and it's human to show kindness. It's human not to be overcome with evil, but to overcome evil with good. What our country needs is the joy of true humanity as you see it in our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He gave Himself for the life of the world. In all His humanity, He did this in love, with all of the humanity at His command. In all His humanity, He was raised from the dead. And in His humanity, He is Lord. People get to be truly human when they come to know Him as their Savior and Lord, when they accept Him and His forgiveness, when they turn to Him in love and follow Him with all of their humanity. Pursuit of the happiness which is life in Christ, with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, has the promise of fulfillment. In fulfillment, there is peace, said St. Paul. It's the peace of God Himself. No matter what happens, God is there with His peace. It stands guard, so to speak, over heart and mind when other hearts and minds crack and go to pieces. Happiness is an elusive possession. Parents sometimes say, all we want is for our children to be happy. Then they proceed to give them everything their little hearts desire without any pursuit at all on the part of the children. The result is unhappiness all over the place. God calls upon us to pursue peace, to pursue joy, to pursue faith, to pursue love, to pursue the happiness which He gives to those who have confidence in Him. He encourages us with the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, to pursue life in all its fullness, which Jesus Christ promised to give to people who put their confidence in Him. A generation ago, John Steinbeck said of America, there is in America a nervous restlessness, a hunger, a thirst, a yearning for something unknown. It has the violence, cruelty, hypocrisy, symptomatic of a people which have too much. It has the surly temper which only shows up in humans when they are frightened. It seems to me this is how America is, the condition of having too many things. Happiness, Americans must be told, is not in things. It is not in prestige, power, or position, as people have found out who have tried to discover happiness in those things. Happiness is in God, as he has shown his hand to the world, in Jesus Christ. Happiness is following him in the constant pursuit of faith and love, constantly guaranteed by the peace of God, which passes all understanding and keeps hearts and minds where they belong, in union with Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Life is a constant pursuit. Liberty is a constant pursuit. Happiness is a constant pursuit. Over all, constantly, is God. And undergirding all is the promise of peace from God. Peace cannot be achieved by our fruitless struggles. That certainly must be obvious by this time to everyone. Real peace passes all understanding. The peace of God, guarding hearts and minds under the lordship of the one whom God raised from the dead. The prize of all humanity, the author and finisher of faith, Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before him endured a cross, forgetting about the shame. And now look at him. He sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. Happiness is Jesus Christ. The pursuit of happiness is your right, not because you are an American, but because you're endowed with that right by God himself. Pursue happiness on this free soil as an American, but even more as a son or daughter of God, by faith in his Son, the Son of his love, Jesus Christ. Amen.